Wednesday, April the 8th. For those of you who are just with us the first time this morning, I'm Reverend Richard Boley, and it is my pleasure to be offering an opportunity in the middle of the week, especially this Holy Week, to stop, to pray, to welcome the Spirit and the light into our hearts and our lives. Throughout the service, there's going to be opportunities for participation. There's some responsive pieces. I invite you to join in the bolded parts. For recording purposes, I'll be offering everything. Also, if you've got a moment, grab a candle if you don't have one, or you can just gather around this candle if you like, as we light it together. Now I invite us into a time of prayer as we welcome the light into this time. As we greet this day, we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us. It is with us after the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us, that light that guides us from the very beginning of our day to the end of our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. Amen. I invite you now to join me responsively in a reading from Psalm 116. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving maid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. I invite us now into a time of reflection with some music. So allow the words of the psalm in the midst of this Holy Week to become a part of you. Now I invite us into a time of confession. In the midst of this Holy Week, as we walk towards the cross, let us offer up our brokenness to the one who makes us whole. Let us pray. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives, we go about our day without a second, without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Hear this, the assurance of God's love. Each day we are born anew in God's creation. Each day we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. I invite us now to reflect on the words of the Gospel of John. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." I want to invite us now into silent reflection on this word, to allow the acts of Christ, doing something so simple as washing the feet of his disciples, being so meaningful in our lives, especially in this time where we're distancing ourselves from one another. Let us allow those words to seep into our heart. This is a living word, and it walks with us and grows with us through our lives. May we walk and grow through this Holy Week. Let us pray. We greet the sun this day in the midst of a week that we call holy. We come before you, O God, as Christ prepares to come to the table. Even now, so close to the bread, the cup, and the darkness that follows, your light shines brightly in our lives. It is a reminder that as we walk through dark times, your light can still guide us, can still be a comfort and a teacher for us. As we warm ourselves by the light this morning, we offer you the prayers that weigh us down, and thanks for the blessings that lift us up. Hear us as we pray for a world that not only struggles with illness, but continues, as it has, to wrestle with poverty, hate, and greed. Help us as a whole people to discover our best selves in these times, to share more freely, care more deeply, and live more fully this life that you have gifted us. We pray for our family members from whom we are disconnected. Help us to find new ways to reach out to one another. We pray for all those on the front lines of this pandemic who are running on fumes. Give them strength, give them encouragement in this time. We pray for parents who are still learning as they strive to teach. Give them your wisdom and patience, O God. We pray for those who feel lost, alone, adrift in this time. Wrap them in the arms of your love and guide us to them, that we might be a people united in that love. Your love is such a treasure in our lives, O God, and it reminds us of the many blessings for which we are thankful in this life. We give thanks for those same frontline workers. Remind us to offer something as simple as a thank you to those who are working so hard to support us through these times. We give thanks for the support that we find in friends and family, even at a distance. Keep those bonds strong in the days ahead. We give thanks for the turning of the season, a living reminder of our life in you. Like the earth turning from life to death and into new life, we follow a similar path to new life in you. And we give thanks for the light that comes from the dawn, the light that shines forth from a candle, the light that comes from you and lives in us. Even as we offer our prayers of concern for this world and our brothers and sisters in it, even as we give thanks for the many blessings in our lives, we cannot forget to pray for ourselves. We pray for strength. Lift us up when we have fallen, when we are weak. Give us strength, O God. Give us courage. Courage to face the unknown, to live in the midst of mystery. Give us guidance on this path that we walk, a path with no sure end date in sight. We pray for hope, a reminder that just as the sun rose this day, it will rise tomorrow, an opportunity to live into your new creation. But most of all, we pray for your light in our lives, light that scatters darkness, light that warms us when we feel cold and alone. And now, O God, we offer up those prayers in our hearts that long to find voice, but cannot find word. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people. Prayers spoken and unspoken, we lift them now to you in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did get a candle this morning, I invite you to put it out and offer these words for the prayer of guidance with me. The light of a candle is fleeting, but your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. As we part this day, I wish you a blessed Holy Week, and I thank you for joining with us. I also would like to invite you to continue to join me for evening prayers, which will be continuing this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Either way, go now with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your back. share the good news you've heard this day. Amen.